GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Yesterday, we mentioned a couple of times that we would talk about this item in the main Sunday Telegram, Portland Press Herald, the title, History of Hunting Deaths Invites Question of Reform. And it didn't take long to get reaction from some of our listeners, including George, a letter, an email, I should say, written by Karen Wenzel's uncle. Yes. And we'll share some of the comment. I don't know if you saw.
I did see it.
Okay. Did you see the full write-up that he's a busy guy?
No, I just read where he wanted to know when we were going to talk about.
Okay. Well, he went beyond that. I wrote him back. I invited him to be on the program, but he wrote quite an expansive email detailing. And if you saw the item, and if you didn't, you can see it. It's now linked at our Facebook page. It speaks of the death of Karen Wood in Herman in 1988. Covered the trial. We talked about it before. The death of Megan Ripley, who died in December of 2006, and of Karen Wenzel, we mentioned just a moment before. Wenzel, I believe I mispronounced your name. And she was on her property in October of 2017 when, albeit different hunters, who at least two out of the three we know, claimed that they thought they were shooting at a deer. And instead, they struck and killed these three women over three decades. And no one is asking for reform in Augusta. The reporters of the Portland Press Herald Main Sunday Telegram just raised the issue, the idea that should there not be some sort of reform, our question of the day, should hunters in Maine be required to get permission from landowners? We'll take your call now at 1-800-966-1039.
Well, there have been two things that I've covered in hunting through the years, other than I didn't cover the Karen Wood story. I know you did, or Megan Ripley. I know a little more about the Karen Wenzel shooting, but the two things that have come up a lot that I have had to cover through the years is one, Sunday hunting, and the second one is what you've just mentioned. Should you need permission? Maine allows hunters to use private property without permission. But there are caveats. You have to post. There are other issues that you have to follow to hunt on private land. It's an issue that's come up in the legislature before, but it's never had very much legs.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. We're going to get to this the comment sent to us from one of the victim's uncles in a moment. Caller, hello, should hunters in Maine be required to get permission from landowners? What are you thinking?
No, not at all, because it would shut down hunting in this state, and that's what they want to do. Because you can't go asking permission of everybody when you don't even know who owns millions of acres out there, can you?
That was one of the comments that came in the item, and we'll probably make a connection with David Trahan of the Sportsman's Alliance of Maine. So much of Maine is carved up into small lots, and when you are hunting, it is very difficult to make sure, okay, if I walk 10 feet this way, have I now crossed into a piece of property that belongs to someone else? It's more than just tradition. You mentioned posting and what a difficult job it is, and Karen Wenzel's uncle's comments will refer to that in just a moment. There were two ways. Did you know there were two ways to post your land?
The only posting I've ever seen, you could put it in a newspaper, I understand, but you have to put up signs
You have to put up signs so many feet, but there's a second way. Let me get to that comment.
Yeah, you can mark something you can paint on trees or something.
I did not know that. Apparently it is.
Two stripes or something on a tree.
And what color are they supposed to be?
Oh, gosh, you asked me. Either white or silver or something like that.
I believe
that.
They're purple.
Purple.
And it is an OSHA-approved color.
Wow.
These are some of the comments that were sent to us from, again, this is the uncle of Karen Wenzel. The only thing that honestly would have saved her life, speaking of Karen Wenzel, or Megan Ripley, or Karen Wood, is proper target identification, period. Since Karen Wood's death in the late 80s, there was some reform to hunting laws in regard to target identification. The law was added that a hunter must identify both the head and the torso of the intended game with an unobstructed view. Deer do not look like people. People do not look like deer. Since the death of my niece, I have seen on news articles and the comments a disturbing amount of seasoned hunters who do not seem to be aware of the laws they must comply with. I've also seen a disturbing amount of comments referring to wearing blaze orange. I cannot express the anger I feel when I hear things like, well, if you're not wearing blaze orange in the woods when it's hunting season, you're just asking to be shot. He refers to Trundy here, and Trundy is the defendant in the shooting death of Karen Rensel. He writes, Trundle's very first statement to the game warden was, and I'm going to edit out the expletive, who the blank goes out digging around in the woods not wearing orange? And in the Facebook comments of the article, one girl makes the mention of November. I reminded her that Karen was killed October 28th, very first day of Maine residents-only hunting season. The fact is that the blaze orange law pertains only to those hunting.
Yeah.
No one else. But it seems to have become an excuse that anything not orange can be fired upon, and that it has somehow become everyone else's responsibility to know when hunting season is.
Wasn't there a side issue also in the Rensel death of providing medical attention? I didn't cover that story.
Yep. Well, we did. We talked about it on the air. And the issue was that Trundy, his first call was not to 911 in order to seek help.
Call his father, right?
He called his dad.
Yeah. Okay.
Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should hunters in Maine be required to get permission from landowners?
Well, you may want to dig out your sarcasm filter, but I would think unless the people really want to pay the taxes for my property, they should probably be staying off it, you know? I mean, it's my land, not theirs. So, yes, they should be required to get permission, but they shouldn't be on my land without the permission.
Henry writes into us.
You've got mail.
In the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. My answer to this morning's question is, yes, hunters should be required to seek landowners' permission before hunting. Why should our property rights be effectively suspended for the duration of the hunting season as a convenience to hunters?
It has come up before, and it has never gotten very far in the legislature. I'm not putting words in his mouth. Maybe George Smith will be talking about it. He says it's very controversial, Sportsman's Alliance of Maine. And he made the observation it would not pass.
When you mentioned George Smith, you mentioned him as the former exec director of the Sportsman's Alliance, right?
Yeah, okay. Former president of Sportsman's Alliance of Maine. He said, I don't think it would ever pass. It's not a new subject, but we've had three cases. Now, in perspective, three are too many, right? One is too many. But it is over a fairly long period of time.
Four decades.
Yeah.
Right?
Three or four decades, yes.
Well, 1988, three decades.
Yeah.
Next paragraph concerning posting your land. Again, this is sent to us from the uncle of Karen Rensel. Since Karen's death, I have posted my land, my mother's land, and Karen's land currently owned by my sister. It cost me a couple hundred dollars for signs and about a day of my time. When I ran out of signs and money for signs, I went with OSHA purple paint stripes on the trees. It's also disturbing how few people are aware that the stripe of OSHA purple on the trees or fence post means that land is posted. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should hunters in Maine be required to get permission from landowners?
Absolutely. And let me tell you, I can't go up to your and George's backyard and then grab a lawn chair, take a 48 pack and start drinking beer in your backyard. I could be arrested for criminal trespass, but we don't have a law. So we're requiring people to post your land so that a hunter can't come in your backyard. It's insane. And the problem is the bad actors. I stopped hunting 20 something years ago out in Aurora, Maine. I'm out in property owned by a couple families, and coming down a tote road is a guy with his weapon up pointed at me. What he did was he parked out on Route 9, saw a deer run into the woods. He didn't even know where he was. He didn't know the land and nothing, and he just came up behind where I was, and he was very apologetic and everything and all this stuff. And I found out the story afterwards down at the airline snack bar because he was down there, he was pretty upset. But that's the thing. People don't even know the lay of the land. They don't even know whose land it is. They have disrespect. And anybody who can't even without the law, go and ask the landowner to use their property, in my opinion, is a criminal.
Thank you. We got to zip on to some other comments that are coming in, and those coming into us in our MTG text line here at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. There are so many to swim through here, but this one really sticks out to us, that apparently bear hunters need permission to set up and bait bears on other people's properties and hunt over them. But they point out that someone who is stalking the 30-point buck, they don't?
Well, I often talk about flying over the state of Maine and looking down and saying we live in a forest surrounded by a few patches of people. About 95% of Maine is privately owned. About half, 10 million acres is open to the public for hunting, biking, or picnicking. So landowners do have control of their property. But, again, they have to do a couple of things. No trespassing or hunting by permission only signs have to go up.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should hunters in Maine be required to get permission from landowners?
Good morning, Rick. I feel this question has two sides and two edges to it. I mean, first, who's asking this question? I mean, are they asking this question because they're worried and the concern for Maine is in the best interest of their hearts? Or are they asking this question because they're trying to choke out and get rid of something that they've always wanted to get rid of? You know, I think I'm having trouble seeing through the fog. Love you guys. Keep going.
Caller, hello. The George Hale Rick Tyler Show asking you our question of the day. Should hunters in Maine be required to get permission from landowners?
Karen Wenzel's uncle is exactly right. I've been hunting for 45 years licensed, shot a good many deer. There's absolutely no excuse for anyone to pull the trigger on a deer. There's too many morons running around the woods.
Caller, hello. GHRT asks you, should hunters in Maine be required to get permission from landowners?
Absolutely, without a question. I'm a farmer, and my family's been farmers for generations. We have no idea how many of our livestock have been shot over the year, to the point where my grandfather had to literally, in blaze orange, write cow on the side of his livestock. So, yes, absolutely.
1-800-966-103. That is a funny visual to see cow spray painted in blaze orange on the side of a heifer.
Megan Ripley's family tried to get it done. They proposed the Children's Safety Act, which would have required hunters to get permission before carrying a weapon on a property not posted. At the time, they thought that would be a slam dunk. Surprisingly, it faced stiff opposition.
This person writes to us in a text message, I purchased 80-plus acres about 5 years ago. Every year, I have a ton of posted signs ripped off the trees. I've tried the purple spray paint. Nobody respects them anyway. I find beer cans and garbage out in my property as well as my hunting stands vandalized. I always disagreed with people posting on land until I was on the receiving end of people's disrespect. This person writes to us, permission is the first thing taught in our gun club's hunting safety courses. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Should hunters in Maine be required to get permission from landowners?
Yes, they should. And they should also know the lay of the land in case they miss their target.
Which takes us back to the deaths of Karen Wood and Megan Ripley and Karen Rensel. Three over three decades. Is that enough to see a change? That's the question raised. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.